Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 7th of November, 2016. How to add innovation to our industry. The track record of Amazon earnings is remarkably poor. Yet, while a private company and now as a public company, they have been supported by investors to an extent that is truly astounding. With this support, they have been innovative beyond all measures and are a leader in the future of retail, logistics, and even, dare I say, manufacturing as we finish up the first 16% of the 21st century. Always operating on a thin profit margin, it has singly been investors that have fueled this growth engine. Why can't we have this kind of innovation in the pulp and paper industry? We don't have this kind of innovation for the same reason Amazon does: stockholders. There is innovation in our industry where we have the right kind of stockholders, for instance, Georgia-Pacific and Pratt Industries, which are privately held. For the portions of the industry where ownership is held by public stockholders, not so much. Disclosure, I do not directly hold investments in any pulp and paper company. However, Pratt Industries has been a long-term but not continuous client of my consulting company. This still does not explain the disparity, however. After all, Amazon has public stockholders, so does, to pick an example, International Paper. The difference requires a bit deeper dive. I'll suggest the stockholders of Amazon, by and large, have a greater appetite for risk than do the stockholders of International Paper. Said another way, IP may be more of a, quotes, widows and orphans, end quotes, stock, while Amazon is held by the, quotes, yacht rock, end quotes, crowd. In other words, Amazon is held by a younger group that is willing to take risk.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys? CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
If the problem is the investor group, I have a suggestion to strengthen innovation in our industry. Recast the major publicly traded paper companies to have three classes of stock. It works this way. Class A stock is an overarching class that participates in all the joys and sorrows of a major paper company. Class A stock covers the entire gamut of the enterprise. Class B stock is weighted towards the legacy businesses of major paper company. It is the, quotes, widows and orphans, end quotes, stock, much like the publicly traded stock of major paper company today. Class C stock is the innovation stock. It is weighted toward the innovation activities of major paper company. Class C is the high-risk, high-reward piece of the company. It invests in the innovations. It may even be targeted toward investments in very specific innovations. If major paper company had several innovation initiatives going, there could be class C1, C2, C3, and so forth and so on. By some formula and after some passage of time, the various class C stocks could be redeemable for outsized portions of class A or B stock if successful, or die a natural death if their individual innovation initiatives expire. The secret to innovation is to carve out the risk of innovation and allocate it to investors with the attitude to handle it. Then it is no different than Amazon, and indeed will attract the same kind of investors that Amazon attracts. We are gray-haired old industry because we market our stock to investors with no stomach for risk. Change the nature of the investor pool, and I am convinced we can be as innovative as Amazon. If you haven't figured it out yet, November is Innovation Strategy Month at Paparitalo Publications. If you have any topics you want us to cover, drop me a line at jthompson@taii.com. And you may wish to take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, innovations have brought us many safety improvements in my career. One of the earliest, now ubiquitous and unnoticed, is the GFI receptacle. No telling how many lives it has saved. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 14th of November, 2016. The title, I Can Teach You Innovation. For all of my life, I've been categorized by observers as being creative. Of course, this started with my mother, and all mothers certainly label their children as creative, as well as many other positive adjectives. In my case, however, the label stuck, and I've heard it as recently as last week. Sometimes I think it is more of a curse than a blessing to be innovative or creative. It can embitter one. My wife used to brightly point it out to me when someone used one of my ideas. My counter was, quotes, "You mean they stole it," end quotes. But one grows older, more mellow, and learns to live with such matters. After observing and thinking about this function for many decades, I concluded several years ago that while people like me may be naturally wired to be innovative, creativity can be taught. It boils down to several steps or realizations. I don't think I've shared these in such a wide audience before.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early. A day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow! Who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
So, here goes. First, you should become comfortable in your own skin. This means you must not laugh at yourself for the ideas you promulgate. Further, you cannot let others bother you when they laugh at your ideas, for believe me, they will laugh at your ideas. This is the very nature of innovation. It is something that others have not previously conceived, so naturally they're going to, at first, laugh at creative concepts. Second, you have to be prepared for others to steal your ideas, as previously mentioned. For your good ideas will be stolen, and people will do so without guilt, shame, or indeed even thinking about it. What they are doing is the equivalent to taking cash out of your pocket, but they never acknowledge this, for they do not see themselves as thieves in the normal sense of the word. Yet, they are. The counter to this is to be so prolific that others come to you seeking your advice due to your reputation for being innovative. This is the way you collect on your talent. Third, you must be a rabid observer of the world. Indoors, outdoors, everywhere you go, you must look at what exists, how it is grouped, its philic and phobic relationships to everything around it. You must observe things on a macro and micro level. This becomes your mental inventory of snippets of ideas you can use. Finally, we get to the payoff. If you are not normally creative, you start with this exercise. Take a real-world problem and smash together two or more completely dissimilar issues related to the problem. For instance, you live in an apartment where the security is poor. On top of that, you travel via airplane all the time. It is a real hassle to get to the airport and find a parking place. Security, travel, parking, airport. Voila! What if they built condos on top of the concourses and you could live there? Doesn't this solve all the problems in this group? Comedy is created the same way. Since the ancient days of Johnny Carson, comedians have had a problem. In the pre-television days, when they toured in vaudeville, they could keep the same routine for months because every audience that saw it was fresh. Once television came along, they had to have fresh material every day, a huge problem. They solved it by learning to create comedy through disparity. They smashed together two dissimilar stories from the day and made a joke out of them. In fact, I have just ruined late-night monologues for you, for once you see this, you realize that is all they are. Two or more dissimilar stories smashed together into one funny, they hope, joke. They do this over and over in every monologue. This is the way you can teach yourself to be creative. There happens to be a professor at Georgia Tech in Atlanta who understands this. His name is Dr. Peter Ludovitz. Pete is also a stand-up comedian. Pete and I have spent some time talking about professional innovation and its link to stand-up comedy. We both agree they are more closely related than most realize. Next week, we'll talk about some innovations in my past and why they went well or poorly. In the meantime, this week, you may wish to take our quiz online. Innovation continues to come to the safety field. Some of it is such that we just need to find it. Others have already done the innovating. Safety innovation can be found anywhere. For instance, I recently saw a YouTube video that showed how to dislodge an object in a child's nostril. You have the child open their mouth. You close off the unobstructed nostril with one of your fingers. You put your mouth over theirs and blow. Object pops right out. Who knew? Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boilermakers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com.
This is Nip and Prations for the week of the 21st of November, 2016. The title, Innovations, Winners and Losers. As promised, I thought I would spend some time this week talking about some of the innovations I have witnessed over the years. When I was a co-op student, about 21 years old, I was sent to a factory in Williamsburg, Virginia that makes two-piece beer cans for the brewery next door. It is still there, but it was brand new at the time. I was sent out of desperation. The company I worked for was short-staffed. We built washing machines that washed off the drawing compounds after the cans were formed and prepped them for printing. This was a warranty call. Each of the three machines we had there had six sets of fans on top of them to blow off the wash solution between each stage. The fan shafts were breaking because they were on three bearings and had never been aligned. Three machines times six fan sets times three bearings, 54 bearings and 18 shafts needed to be changed. We had made the new shafts larger, but due to the larger shafts and the misalignment problem, there were four holes in 1/8-inch stainless steel walls that needed to be enlarged. This was being done with a small hole punch that one operated by engaging a bolt with a socket on a ratchet handle. One of our so-called professional service people had made a trip, accomplished nothing, and declared due to the facility's outage schedule it would take a year to change out all the shafts. I made one trip, changed out a critical one, and went home to gather supplies. This facility worked a crazy schedule, noon to midnight and midnight to noon. I had recognized the hole punch was the limit to getting the work done. When I arrived there at the shop, I took a couple of old broken shafts, welded one to the bolt head on the hole punch, and welded another crossways on the opposite end as a T-handle. Now I could reach the difficult spots and apply all the leverage I needed. I started at noon on a 24-hour shutdown. The factory gave me one helper. Two shafts had been replaced, one by me and one on another previous trip, so I had 16 to go. My helper and I got seven done by midnight. A fresh helper came in then, and by then I was motivated. We pressed on and got the other nine done by 11:30 a.m. Innovation saved the day. The customer was happy. Now, I don't think this could be done today. First off, I am not 21 years old, but more importantly, we were working on a slope surface 12 feet in the air. Today, we would have to be tied off.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
A few years later, I was working on a new manufacturing module for a new design of feminine products in Missouri. We had a machine called the CCLI, Carton Closer Leaflet Inserter. The carton was presented to this machine loaded with product. Printed instruction leaflets came off a roll, were folded, and inserted in the carton, whereupon the open end of the carton was glued shut. The problem was the mechanism that slid the folded leaflet into the carton. It consisted of a series of chains with little posts that protruded up through a slotted bed. Keeping the chains exactly aligned and the slotted bed components exactly even was impossible. I decided I could do the job with a couple of timing belts backed by steel runners that would squeeze the leaflet and shove it into the box. My design took us from about 10 moving parts that needed all sorts of finicky adjustments to two moving parts and a smooth plate. Worked like a charm, except except the mechanics liked to fool with this piece of equipment, and they made a case, statistically, that the old system was more reliable than the new. They won. Another decade, and I'm in northeastern Ohio in an old folding boxboard mill. Three folding boxboard machines making a whopping 333 tons per day. All three machines had winders. One machine had a decent sheeting system with a flying knife. One of the other machines in another room had an old sheeter with a fixed bed knife. The fixed bed knife sheeter caused dusting problems and lots of rejects for the printers. We had more sheeting business than we could handle on the one machine with a good sheeter. I got an idea. I put an unwind stand in the basement under the good sheeter. I built some carts that would take full reels from the machines in the other room through the basement to the new unwind stand. The sheet was fed up through a slot in the floor to the sheeter upstairs and allowed it to be utilized when the machine which it was aligned with was making rolls. We called the whole thing the Underground Railroad. Successful? Well, yes and no. At the same time this was going on, we had a super sharp mill manager who eventually became the site manager. He kept improving production on the machines. Eventually, he got production up to 500 tons per day on two machines, and with no capital, I might add, and removed the third machine that had the fixed bed knife sheeter. He no longer needed the Underground Railroad because he saw a bigger picture and bigger opportunities than I did. I could go on, and I could talk about innovations in management and other aspects of our business. However, I think you get the idea. Big or small, innovations can be very impactful. What do you think? Please take our quiz this week online and let us know your thoughts. For safety this week, innovating how we interact with machinery can make it safer for us all. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money by tying up storage space. And worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for sale products and materials on its website free of charge. And you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 28th of November, 2016. The title, Innovation. When you are stuck. My best inspirations have always been in the morning shower. That may or may not work for you, particularly if you take a bath every Saturday night, whether you need it or not. That's the way I grew up. As an aside, it was the soap manufacturers in the 1920s in the United States that pushed the change in culture from the weekly bath to daily bathing. It sold 7 times more soap. Back to the topic at hand. I have found over the years that physically changing how I approach things helps me break innovation logjams. When I worked in facilities with multiple parking lots scattered around the campus, I got in the habit of parking in different places occasionally. Just walking into work from a different angle gave me a different perspective. A bonus here is, if you are walking in at the same time as others are, you may have the opportunity to walk in with a different crowd and serendipitously have a conversation that may just germinate a latent thought in your mind. I've even driven to work on different routes at times.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America-wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Once inside the mill fence, if a particularly sticky problem has geospatial coordinates, try approaching it from a different direction. This may jog your creative inspiration gland as well. Another technique that works for me is to put myself under pressure, real or imagined. Unless you're the type that freezes up under pressure, this is a good way to force the juices to flow, much like they do in a press section. And thoroughly cleaning and reorganizing my office has worked a few times, too. I'll briefly mention a couple of times I put myself under pressure and got outstanding results. I'm sure I've mentioned these before, but for the new readers, you may get a kick out of them. Both happened while working for the same client within a couple of months of each other. I'll tell the abbreviated versions this time. The first was the case of the converting operation where aluminum foil was laminated to machine glaze paper to form a burger wrap. The old ovens that cured the lamination process were terrible and wasted lots of natural gas. I was under a fixed contract to come up with the engineering expertise to fix them and had already accepted a down payment. I couldn't figure out what in the world to do. I went out to lunch and sat there thinking about what a pickle I'd gotten into with this assignment. The area was strange to me, but I had happened to notice a couple of natural gas wells around the region, and this was long before fracking made gas wells ubiquitous in certain parts of the country. Inspiration. After lunch, I drove around the entire facility, on roads about a mile radius from the facility in each direction. There were gas wells on all sides of the facility. Long story short, the facility owned the mineral rights under their land, punched a well, free gas. Now you don't have to worry about making the ovens efficient, and you have the best cost structure of anyone in this sector of the business. Second case was this client with an ancient paper mill that discharged its effluent into a municipal sewer system at a cost, if I remember correctly, of about $500,000 per month. It wasn't even a virgin mill. It used baled pulp and recycled fiber. I'm in the same pickle. Fixed contract, and I've already accepted the down payment. There were no drawings, and if there had been, I would not have trusted them. So I went to the basement with cans of spray paint of different colors. I started spraying pulp lines, white water lines, and so forth with the new colored lines with arrows indicating the direction of flow. Essentially, I built myself a life-size 3D flow sheet. Now I understood the problem. Found an old pump, had about 50 feet of 8-inch stainless line fabricated and installed with the pump between point A and point B. I was blessed that the mill knew what to do what I told them. No local pushback, for the client was the CEO in a distant city. If I remember correctly, the effluent discharge cost immediately dropped to about $80,000 a month. My only failure was that I did not write contracts which would have paid me for the piece of the savings. And don't contact me asking me to fix your problem for a piece of the savings. As a matter of practice, I won't do it. Firm lump sum is my preferred form of remuneration in these cases. Pressure, change of venue, approaching a problem from a different direction. All tricks you can use, unplug, and innovation logjam. Do you have any tricks or any thoughts on my ideas? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, firefighters are innovators. They must quickly assess and determine how to enter an area going up in flames. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.